Good evening. So we've been looking at this Lamrim text for some time now, and we've looked at all the practices that are shared with the practitioner of initial capacity, and thereafter we've already looked at all the trainings that are shared with practitioners of intermediate capacity. And now we are well within the trainings that are unique to practitioners of supreme capacity. We are within the context now of the Mahayana Dharma. What is it that differentiates these different kinds of practitioners? What is it that it leads to one group being called those of smallest capacity, those are, and another group being those of intermediate or middling capacity, and another group being called those of greatest or supreme capacity? What differentiates these three types of practitioners is their motivation and the goal that that motivation aspires to achieve. Another way to express it is what differentiates these three types of practitioners is the vastness and profundity of their motivation that is aspiring to achieve a particular goal. A practitioner of smallest capacity or initial capacity, they are referred to as having the smallest capacity because of the vastness and profundity of their motivation is small, and it is so because of the goal they're striving for. It is just a good rebirth in one's next life. And similarly, a practitioner who is striving for liberation, whilst this is a far vaster goal and a more profound goal to achieve, and therefore the motivating intention is far vaster and more profound when compared to a practitioner of smallest capacity. This practitioner, though, still is one only of middling capacity in the sense that whilst their goal is so much greater than that of the practitioner of small capacity, still their motivation for this goal is middling in its terms of its vastness and profundity in comparison to the bodhisattva, the practitioner who's striving for Buddhahood for the sake of all beings. They are striving for the supreme goal, the greatest goal, and they are striving to achieve it through the cultivation of the supreme, the greatest motivation, the most profound motivation, the vastest of motivations. So therefore, what differentiates the three types of practitioners is the vastness and profundity of their motivation, which is desiring the attainment of a particular goal. So this is how we differentiate practitioners of small, middling, and greatest capacity. The goals of practitioners of small and middling capacity are crucial, and one needs to strive to achieve this. It's a practitioner of greatest capacity who is striving to achieve those same goals, but in order to achieve the greatest of all goals, that of Buddhahood for the sake of others. It is that practitioner that is called supreme or greatest in terms of their capacity because of the profundity and vastness of their motivating intention. They have as an object all sentient beings. The object that they are striving to benefit is all sentient beings across all realms of existence without exception. So here we can see the vastness of the beings that they are striving to help. And to achieve this goal of being able to be of benefit to them and not just mere benefit, but greatest benefit, they strive to become the greatest of beings, a Buddha. And in order to achieve this, they engage in the cultivation of all the paths of a bodhisattva, all the wide variety of trainings that a bodhisattva needs to engage in order to transform themselves into a perfected being, a Buddha. This is the motivation that we need to, at an initial stage, at least aspire to cultivating within ourselves, and then certainly to generate it and keep it sustained. And the way to generate this motivation, that everything that I do is directed to fulfilling the heartfelt needs of beings. Everything that I do is directed to me cultivating the ability within myself to be of greatest benefit to others, to cultivate this motivation, and then to actualize that result, to actually achieve that result. There are the two methods of the six causes and one effect, and that of equalizing and exchanging self with others.
Simjan
The first of these two methods is the six causes and one effect. So what is the effect? It's the cultivation of bodhicitta. It's the cultivation of the gateway realization for entering into the paths of bodhisattvas. So that is the effect or the result. And to achieve this, there are six primary causes to be cultivated. Those six, firstly, the recognition that all beings have been our mothers. In other words, to recognize the close and intimate relationship that we have with each and every sentient being without exception. And recognizing this intimate relationship that we have of mother and child with all beings is the first cause. And in dependence on this, we give rise to reflection on the kindness that all beings have shown us. We do this in the way that was we were guided in earlier, starting with those in our immediate close community and expanding that out. Recognizing the kindness that we receive from beings in this life and all lives. Recognizing the benefit that we receive from beings in this and all lives. And in dependence then on the second training comes the third. The natural wish to repay the kindness that we have now recognized others give us. The natural wish to be of benefit to others in return for all the benefit that they continue to show us. This then is the third cause. And when this independence on this arising within us in a powerful way, we naturally turn to the cultivation of the fourth cause, which is, may all beings May the heartfelt desires of all beings be fulfilled. May all beings experience lasting, stable happiness. And in order for this to come about, the second part, may they achieve or cultivate the causes that lead to lasting happiness. And this is how we develop the fourth cause of love. May all beings experience only lasting, stable happiness. And to do so, cultivate the causes for that. But in order to do so, we need to comes the fifth cultivation or the fifth cause. In order to experience lasting happiness, may all beings be freed from suffering. May all beings be freed of the causes of suffering. And here we generate the fifth cause of compassion. In dependence now on the cultivation of each of these causes comes about the sixth, where one sees it as one's own individual responsibility to fulfill this aspiration, that having a mere aspiration is insufficient. Beings require a guide. Beings require someone to help them. And we take this as our responsibility to help beings fulfill this aspiration and fulfill their own aspiration of achieving happiness and its causes and eliminating suffering and its causes. And this is where we cultivate the sixth cause, that of universal responsibility, the altruistic attitude of universal responsibility. And when this arises within us, naturally the result comes, which is where, in order to fulfill our responsibility, to live up to this promise that we have made ourselves, we strive to become a Buddha for the sake of others. We strive to perfect ourselves, become a perfect being, so that we can be the perfect guide for others. And here we generate bodhicitta.
Adi ne zada nga ju ge chanju sim ge ge tun da la dang bo nyam nen ji yin de na ma xie sim jian de jian ge ma ji yong a xia de tin ma sam dang gu le la ro wa ji san di de ya ya go chuan ya la an ni ye la nga ju ka de sam dang gu ras ne na dang yim sam dang gu le sim jian de jian na dang yim gu mu le ji le
So those are the six causes that are cultivated to give rise to the result of bodhicitta. For those six causes, our training in those six causes to bear the desired result, we need to develop a foundation, and that foundational practice is equanimity or impartiality. On the basis of the prior cultivation of impartiality, can we give rise to the six causes that lead to the results of bodhicitta? Now turning to our text, at the second last paragraph on page 32, as a preliminary to all seven of these meditations, make your mind level by means of meditating on impartiality towards all sentient beings. The reason why one needs to first cultivate impartiality is because with a partial attitude, which is experienced in that we feel a sense of closeness towards some and distance towards others, with such an attitude, we cannot come to see all beings without exception as having been our mothers. Certainly not on an emotive level. So we need to train in impartiality first, which brings a sense of closeness to all equally. And it's on that basis that we then can come to cultivate the understanding that not only do we, that in independence on the basis of feeling close towards all, we can come to see that they have all been our mothers and shown us kindness and so forth. So therefore, impartiality is an indispensable foundation for the training in the six causes. This is expressed in the next line, near the bottom of page 32. If the mind sees some beings as dear, is hostile towards some and indifferent towards others, is not sufficiently mature to be able to meditate upon all beings as having been your mother.
Now, 소소 마가사델이야 강아치네 어디 야구 주소슴 거 어디 야구 주소 디 야구 주소슴 거 콜 인지 셈비게 섬 코라데 갈레 하고 체거로 와 제자 셈제 아 저기 데니게 섬 코바이나 셈제 탐제레 잠바기 투고 마로 와 제자 나 저기 제 투고 마레 마도 바인자 데니게 섬로 초스 송와 제네 니링 랍디 소소게 섬로디 셈제 카실이야 잠바디 잠제 타 녀와제 가와제 카실레 타 아니 그 마가와르 제베네 셈제 니링 차송으로 와 Yering Chasson, Chisam, Simjan, Nanazu, some of the Simjan Tamja, Jigba, Tatuan, Gogor, Badan, Chisam, Jigli Yagata, Jigli Duga, Tanang, some of the Yering Chari, Rinu Chasson, Chisam, Dini, and the Dini member, Simjan Tamja, and Yering Yabana, and Jigli Chamba, Jigli Makawa Yubana, and Nazu Kondra, the new mode, Pantu Yamar, Kajang, and the Yamlin Jadagas, Nazu, the new mob of Bangu, and new mob by Yagatuna Shigurwa, Chisam. 네, 차단 방고 그래. 차단 방에게 된다라. 아, 저기 냠는 지고. 네 냠는 제발라. 찌르 가와 주에나 안데레 차과 제야다. 찌르 마하와 주에나 데레 시다 제야디. 내가 가서 방투고 말해. 되는다. 그 샘 샘디파 샘전 삼들 찌바 대비로 주고 그래. 해서 네 장고 그래서 그러고 와.
Our current position is we do have a sense of partiality towards, we relate to others, certainly on an emotive level, with partiality, which expresses differently. We feel close to some and distant from others. And this is due to this bias, we are unable to generate actual love towards others, a love free from self-interest. And likewise, we cannot develop true compassion towards others. And this is because we regard some with affection, and it's for those we wish them happiness. But others, we are indifferent towards them, and therefore, we are largely indifferent towards their happiness and their problems. And similarly, those that we dislike, there our situation is really contrary to where we need to be, in that we often feel some joy when they encountered problems and difficulties. So therefore we have to develop an unbiased attitude, an impartial attitude, seeing all beings as developing a sense of closeness equally towards all beings. Because the situation we find ourselves in right now is that we do have a wish for those that we feel a sense of closeness towards to experience happiness. And we do generate, and certainly will have compassion for their suffering. But for those that we are indifferent towards, if they experience happiness or not, we are indifferent to that. If they are experiencing tremendous suffering, some compassion will arise. But it will be fleeting and it won't lead to action. And those that we dislike, we are not so happy when they experience happiness. No joy arises in our mind when they experience happiness. And if they experience problems, those that we dislike experience problems and difficulties, there some joy arises. This is contrary to a bodhisattva, to the ideal of a bodhisattva, the aspiration that a bodhisattva would hold. So therefore, we have to train in impartiality. And to express this again in a final way, the goal of a Buddhist practitioner is primarily to abandon their afflicted minds completely. And if one is biased, if one still is governed by bias, feeling close to some and distant from others, those to whom we feel a sense of closeness, attachment will arise. Those for whom we feel a dislike towards, anger arises towards them. So a lack of partiality, being governed by bias, this serves as a basis for our afflictions to arise, and it's our afflictions we need to abandon. So the cultivation of impartiality, where one feels a sense of closeness and evenness towards all, serves to help us overcome our afflictions.
Zandilia, Simjin nam nyering, nyering mar chosu malo, Simjin nam la nyering mar chosu malo. Chisan Simjin tamse kashiangi mache nyore, kashiangi mache manyore, sambana, mache bade chosu macharwa, chisan mache nyore dele, sosuya kahada, jemanyo dele, sendari no aligrua, chisan mar chosu malo chukuris. Then the chosu lumbuina, Simjin tamse rangi. Ma ジェニョアレスンベロチンサンジトマレ。カスンジェランゲマジジェヨマレスンベサムタバイナ。スムジャンジェランゲマジニョア。スタムジェランゲジェニョアレスマジニョアレスベロジキトマレスゴルワダ。ジェザ。ニェリンマルチョスフォンワユナ。スムジェンナムラマルシギロチンサンアミゲシデ。ジェザ。スムジェタムジェランゲマルシジニョアレスンベロジギヤゴシキゴレス。ディケワラ。
These points are important, so we need to take time to hear this again and again, reflecting on this meaning, seeing how it's appropriate and applicable to us. So read again what we've looked at. If the mind sees some beings as dear, is hostile towards some and indifferent towards others, it is not sufficiently mature to be able to meditate upon all beings as having been your mother. So if we are feeling the sense of closeness towards some, independence on this attachment is going to rise. Independence on this feeling of a biased attitude, feeling close to some, hostility towards others will arise when they harm those that we are close to. Because we see the one group as dear, and the other group we see as harmful, and we don't value them equally. Not valuing them equally makes it impossible for us to see them as kind as the first group. Rather, our bias pushes them away, especially if they do harm to the group that we value. So therefore, if we have this partial attitude of feeling close towards some, indifferent towards others, and hostile towards the further group, it's impossible to see all beings as having been our mothers.
ジグビジギャンダタンジグバサムタンコレス。ティサムロディコウレス。ジャングコレス。ナーズサムロナーレヤ。カリヨロセネ。ベニェリンシュウチンブシュウチョルバダ。カシェレヤガサムタダ。ベネカシェルドゥバサムタダ。ジニギニェリンシュウチョルバカシェレガハダ。カシャムガジョルバダ。チサンディンアンズサムロディユエディレ。チサンディサムロディメバショウコレスゴルダ。ナーズサムナンゲサムロディセムジャスルダベネダタンジグビジギャンスタジクソウコレスゴルダ。
In the meditation on impartiality, the first point to make is one doesn't start with all sentient beings as our object, trying to cultivate a sense of impartiality towards all sentient beings. This is not how one starts, and if one does start in this way, one will not achieve an impartial attitude. Rather, the very first starting point is to recognize our biased attitude, come to see it within ourselves, and then see it in play during our daily life, see it arising in our daily life. See in both meditation and our daily life, how we do feel a closeness towards some, an indifference towards many, and a sense of hostility towards others. We have this biased attitude. And see how from this biased attitude, afflictions arise. So the starting point is to recognize where we are.
Mm-hmm. 심진 탐제레 대호 거바 직바레스 심진 탐제 누가 미디바 직바레스 담 고책으로 와 지자 데니게 심 당님 좀 맞게 바이나 제 맞도 바이나 안 심진 탐제 랑게 말제 용화세디 생이 상화들 놓기 두 말레스 심진 탐제 랑게 말제 용화레스 물로 생이 상화도 좀 맞게 바 야고 맞게 바이나 심제라 네 잠니제 야고 기두 말레스 되려야 지수와 잠니제 주제에게양
where we are, our own sense of closeness towards some and distance towards others, and recognizing the great fault of this and the danger that it poses to us as being a basis for the arisal of afflictions, will lead to the arisal for the wish to generate an impartial attitude and an attitude of equanimity towards all. So that's the starting point. Then in the actual training of impartiality, we reflect that from the side of sentient beings, we cannot differentiate between them in terms of who desires happiness and who desires freedom from suffering and pain. We cannot identify any who yearn to experience no happiness, who yearn to only experience pain or suffering, or even some pain and suffering. We need to recognize that there's no distinction between on this there's no distinction between beings on this basic level. Every being has this the deepest heartfelt impulse to experience happiness that's unpunctuated by even a moment of suffering, no matter how slight. And this is a crucial recognition to come, because as our text says, without this, we cannot build, without this impartial attitude, we cannot build on this to see all beings as our mothers. Moreover, as the text then continues, if the mind has no equanimity, any love or compassion generated will be biased and unbalanced. And this is because if we remain biased, our self-interest will remain dominant, and we will continue only to experience love for those that we're close towards, and compassion towards those that we are close towards, and perhaps those we are impartial towards, that we are indifferent towards. But those that we are hostile towards, love and compassion will not arise.
And in Ashe, Lumbi, Nadiro, Seven, Sosuke, Yosangadi, and Yagachuna, Gawa, Sandangawa, Nadi, Sosuke, Yosangadi, Nadi, Yagi Trovena, Gawa, Shanda, Chevena, Sosu, Nadi, Yagiruna, Kachavada, and Timotindrusine, Sosungadi, and Timotigandi, Topna, Gawa, Denegit, Matumna, Nedic, Dos Magiwaros, Chenna, Dini, Yering, Uchin, Susule. And Dina, let's even not two delets, two tiny levene, then Dina, Sosugi, Punjada, Pamada, Punjada, Nin, Zictigilla, and Ziahochuna Gawa. Then they may get Chandalachuna and the Chimaha, so that the Nigi sent a Gunyering Tilikura. That Sosugi Nin Nalo, some Davine, that Sosugi Nale, and Sosugi, Jig Punjada, Pamada, the Nigi Pami Punja, the Nigiven. That Dina de Ya, Sosuke, Punjata, and Am Pamalia, Yagachuna, Gawata, and just Yen Shandatikilia, just Sam Ladina Chagorua. Odo said Tisindu, that Soso Arangim, the Punjaro Nisum Chivena, that Dina Nere Nirin Gurida, Spunda Jiglet just Kachet, Jigli Gamma Charish, chesan jili yaga chunda kache de chun, de yungurwa. Chesan pamali ne, soso le pama baba da ama nyi yuwa ne, soso rangi kashi ki baba le kache da ama le ma dues didi ye semta ringwa. Kashi ki ama le kache wa da, kashi le baba le dues semta ringwa. Dindu samtang, dindi ki chesan tatu uzu tarutuna le soso rangi ya gerin chesho de pama nyi dire. Pama nyi dire de, na nga ju ki samna na le ya kashi la baba le kache yore. अने बाबा अमनीजी ने बाबा लगा चाहिए थे बाबा ले सेम दानिया बाचा रहे जिधर अमादेल तो ऐसे नहीं आ चाहे कैसे ला अने अमल या काचे हो रहे जिधर अमल काचे हो जा अमल या सेम दानिया वादे बाबा ले या तो इसका सेम दानिया आ चारो जिधर दिन निरीन चाहिए बांजा सोसूगी जिपे Yaga Yadu in the Yagadi, the Gachi, just Joadi, Sister Sendarina, the Tigrua, just nearing Duchan, some not a nearing Dusier. Just a Hanley getting Chimbo, Pama Nibo Delia, same nearing Igore, then it demands the Niggy nearing the nearing Duong Giodu, Sosulem, Nesa Dilla, Penesosuki Baba, Baba Lesenda, Nevache, Amade, Jenna Baba to Senda, Neva Yovena, then Amegi Baba to Never Rishi. 这个 Tona Middle Chevin, Lamsa, Babala Corona, Chengrua. The Amade Sus Amade Babale Semda Shu, Semda Nevo Yuanza, Amade Babale Dus, Ginuja, Dine Chevin, Dizzy Jun Tungo Marwa, Sus Semda Nevo Dijin, Dinigi, Chata on the Sungur, Chesan Ranzo Ledu, Samtaven, Nearing Dibe, Shushimbo Chad, Chesan Dinirin Yuba in the Semjan Tamjelia, and Jamba di Tata Tugo Majama.
When we look at ourselves with honesty and sincerity, the strength of our bias attitude, the pervasiveness of our bias attitude may well surprise us. So we tend, on a macro level, to feel a strong affinity with our nation state and the people within there. And we experience this when our nation is doing well, especially in comparison to others. So if we're looking in whatever particular league table and we see that our country is doing well, a sense of joy, a sense of pride arises, because our group is doing well, and our group is doing well in relation to others. Here we feel a sense of joy at the success of those that we are close to, that they are experiencing, even though others are not experiencing it. And this shows the bias attitude. It's not necessarily that our group is defeating another group, is overcoming another group, but that our group is doing well is sufficient for joy to arise, and that another group is not, we indifferent towards. This is also clear if we, in terms of our bias towards race or ethnicity, how we respond to suffering of the group that we identify with, or the success of the group that we identify with. So we see a bias here in terms of race and ethnicity too. Also, we may feel this towards our state. If our state is doing well, a sense of joy arises. Our state is doing well. And we hear that another state is struggling, we may laugh about it and say, oh, that's what you expect from them. But even when it's done with joy, we can see that the emotional response is very different when it's not the group that we associate with. And where this is perhaps most easily apparent is in the sporting arena. When our team does well, we're very happy. And this comes at the expense of another team. And on a smaller level, the more intimate level, with our family, when they experience success and joy, happiness naturally arises. When they experience problems and difficulties, compassion, sadness arises within us. And then within the family, this comes down even more, especially if one has a larger family. The group that we are closest to, that we identify with most, in relation to their successes, greater joy arises. And even within that group, our biased attitude expresses ourselves. Let's say we have several siblings and we're closer to one than to others. That sibling's joys have a greater impact on us. Their sorrows has a greater impact on us. And if there's conflict between our siblings, we are inclined to side with the one we feel closer towards. And likewise with our parents. If we feel closer to one than to the other, and they are arguing, we'll naturally tend to side with the parent we feel closer to. And similarly, in terms of their faults, the one that we are closer to, we tend to overlook their faults. And those that we dislike in particular, that same fault in them, we certainly do not overlook. We exaggerate that fault. So here, we can see how from a macro level down to the smallest of levels, to when we differentiating between just two people of amongst those that are closest, we still differentiate between this one over that one. And then when we look at where this is coming from, we tend to see that we exaggerate the importance of actions and words done in this life. That's all. As well as the companion of exaggerating the importance of actions and words not done in this life. It's due to exaggerating this that we have a liking for the beings who have helped and supported us. We dislike those who have harmed us or harm our group or threaten us or our existence or our groups in any way. And we feel indifferent towards all those who have done nothing particular, pleasant or unpleasant towards us. This is where our impartiality comes from, our bias comes from. And it starts and it's expressed on a macro level right down to varying stages, dividing everyone. Also the case with perhaps the closest of relationships, and that's from a mother towards her children. The sense of bias, of closeness towards some and a distance towards others, is also experienced by mothers towards their children. They'll do their best not to show it, but they will feel closer towards some, towards one of their children than their second child. Here too is the impartial attitude.
The partial attitude.
I hope now it's abundantly clear how we experience it, to the degree that we experience our biased attitude. And where it comes from. And you need to look at this clearly so it's vivid. Because the great fault of remaining biased in terms of the context we find ourselves in here of striving for Buddhahood is that without feeling equally close towards all, we will not be able to enter into the trainings. We will not be able to experience success in our trainings of the six causes. And where this maybe is clearest is in the generation of love and compassion. Because the love and compassion of a bodhisattva is equal for all beings. And if one has a bias towards one group more than towards another, one will not be able to have love for all. One will not be able to have compassion for all. And therefore, the achievement of bodhicitta will be impossible. And if bodhicitta is not achieved, the attainment of Buddhahood is impossible. I imagine when one hears about the training in impartiality, generally most people will accept this towards those who have shown them great kindness in this life, such as their parents, that yes, I can see the fault of being biased and favoring one parent over the other, for example. But I think where people may well struggle more with this is towards the group that have caused them harm in this life, who have obstructed our own achievements of success in our life. For example, perhaps work colleagues who are very competitive, who maybe steal your ideas, or people, you know, who criticize you all the time or talk behind your back, those whose behavior causes harm to us in this life. So here I imagine it's much more difficult to see that we also need to develop the same sense of closeness towards them as towards the others who have shown us tremendous kindness in this life. I can imagine that it's seen as quite achievable that those who on occasion or maybe quite regularly or generally treat us with respect, who show us kindness and care, that we can develop an impartial attitude towards them, even if we don't maybe meet them so often now, but we recall from the past, and we can develop an impartial attitude towards them. But one may feel great misgivings about the possibility of feeling a sense of closeness towards those who have shown us grave disrespect, who have impeded our career success, those who have shattered our dreams, who have broken our hearts, those who speak to us in an abusive manner and take advantage of us, especially if they're still doing it now. How on earth can we develop a sense of closeness towards them?
That Bene, cedelia, sosulia, jigiabuchendele, so cedelia, sosuyabuchevati, Miane and the Tangent, or they call a same line of Chagoro. Then cedelia, Nazle, Ganga, Ganga, teaching in the meeting, Shanda, sometime Mako, Ganga, Gi, Ganga, Tetan, Dimsendi, Diki Ganga, sometime, call a same line of Chatugo, Mare. Dini, Chibu, sometime, Vagi, Coniga, Latasa, Casore, and Tanyum Tatuadi, Chatu Mareta. だからこうですね。実は、だから、自分で、そうすると、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分で、自分 当时呢，马高瓦了哇，马高瓦，这是马高瓦，这是当时呢，被邪当了个多，邪当了个，控制邪当了个多的，对，像邪当了就，他说马高瓦的是有的哇，马高有什么的？
This partial bias attitude that afflicts us so causes us to divide groups, beings into classes. Really, what it comes down to is those who we perceive as being of benefit to us and or of benefit to the group that we value them. Those that we perceive as harming us, or harming the group that we value, we develop a sense of hostility towards them. And those that we perceive as having no impact on us or on the group that we value, we are indifferent towards them. We don't really care about them at all. So this is where This is why we divide beings in the way we do. And the key component here is this is a way, our way of thinking. We perceive in relation to all three divisions, this is our way of thinking, how we perceive them. So this means we can change this. We have control. We are not helpless. We can transform our way of thinking. We can transform our way of thinking. So we need here to think for ourselves, to use our wisdom, our intellect, We start, and we do so by using reasoning from many perspectives. So one is, we are not taking into account the mental state of those, for example, who harm us. It's because we're not thinking about where they are coming from that we find their behavior or their words as inexcusable. Express it in a different way. We are not putting ourselves in their shoes. So those who harm us or harm our group, they are doing so not primarily because they want to cause us harm, even if they are doing that explicitly. They are doing so because their mind is afflicted. They want happiness just like us. But because their mind is overwhelmed by the afflictions, they are behaving in this way. They are speaking to us in this way, or they are harming us. They are not acting with any freedom. Their afflictions have dominated them. They have lost control of their own minds. They're thinking that by acting or speaking in this way, they are creating the causes for happiness, but they are suffering now and they will suffer in the future. Understanding this leads to compassion arising within us. Compassion arising within us means we no longer see them as amongst a group that we dislike. We're feeling a sense of closeness, affinity towards them, wanting them to be freed of pain. So this is one key way to approach, to develop equanimity, is to recognize that those who are causing us harm are doing so with no freedom. They have lost control to their own afflictions, and thereby we generate compassion for them, and we start to feel close towards them. The second key way is to be aware that every relationship we have with beings is impermanent. We've observed the fluidity of our relationships in this life, how beings go from stranger to close friend, how close friends go to strangers, how close friends go to enemies, and occasionally even enemies become dear friends. We have seen this in this life. And therefore, we can easily extrapolate to past lives. Likewise, we come to understand that because these relationships are so fluid in this life, we can be certain that those who are causing us harm in this life or have done so in past lives did not. They did show us kindness in the past. And that kindness almost certainly would have overwhelmed in comparison to the minor harm or inconvenience that has been caused in this life, no matter what it is. Thinking in this way too serves to shake up our grasping that this being exists only in this way. And we come to see that there's a far more fluid relationships between beings, and there's no basis at all or bias. None whatsoever. So this is the second way. We can add to this as well the third reasoning that was mentioned earlier, that all beings want happiness and to be freed of suffering. And for this point too, there is no basis to differentiate.
That in the machine yell combala, tambo tomar, tambo tanyon concuries. That the two youngs, Tedir, Penya Gaya, Majibi, Barmi Simjin, Simjin, Dumala, Mines, and it concuries. Concuries, is not that Tanyon Gomyodu, Tanyon Gomsegi, Simjin Telayan, that Tedig Ranlia, Nienda, and the Chigi, Tambo de Gomyodu, Gomdu Yamin Chidu Kabla. So, you can't get a little bit of a Tanyong Gomsaki Simjin de Kanskuresina, then Sosolia, Cetelia, Sosupeta, Pantopata, Neva, Kaya, Medi, Kengi, and Kima Parmegasim Chichilla, Michi, and Tanyam Santa, Telemichi, Tanyam Santa, or Egypt.
Now turning to the text, the bottom of page 32. Therefore, first practice equanimity or impartiality meditation. So hopefully, why it is so crucial that we develop this foundation of impartiality is now abundantly clear. And turning over the page comes a presentation on the meditation. Begin this by visualizing various neutral people, those who have neither harmed one nor helped you in this life. So here, the neutral people refers to those who haven't either harmed or helped ourselves or the group that we value, the group that we identify with. This is where we encourage to start because we don't feel a natural sense of attachment towards them, which we do with the group that we feel a closeness with, or a feeling of dislike, which we feel for those that we feel distant towards, especially adverse towards. We start then with a neutral group, those who we consider as having neither harmed nor helped us, or the group that we value in this life. And here we can refer to humans who we consider to have, we don't perceive as having shown us kindness in this life, or even having done anything that indirectly benefits us. But perhaps even easier than humans is to start with animals. If you take, for example, a mob of kangaroos that one sees outside. So if we observe a mob of kangaroos, it's easy to say, well, what have they done for us in this life? And if we were asked by our companion to point out which of these kangaroos has shown us the most kindness in this life, we will laugh at them. Or if we're asked to point out which of these kangaroos has done something to has done the most that has indirectly benefited us in this life, we'll find such a question equally ludicrous. However, should we spend quite a bit of time in the paddock observing this mob of kangaroos? Almost certainly, the strong habituation we have to bias will serve that amongst the group of, say, five kangaroos, we'll find some reason to like one more than the others. Possibly we'll name them And we'll say, I like that one more because of how it looks or how it acts. What a bizarre basis for discriminating between beings.
Dewa dewa dan dua meter cipan tu korang tu le nyerin sekali minum dewa dewa barai cipan le dua meter bah cipan le, jadi korang tu le dewa kukur le dewa kubah cipan dua kubah cipan mugu cipan le, jadi ni cila kawat cipan le jambu cipan le korang cahsan di jambu tu kukur le, cila ni apa dia di kanga dia di kukur omar was, jadi korang tu dewa dewa tu meter bah dua meter bah cipan le, jadi korang tu ni korang tu le nyerin cipan le jumpa sekali minum was mula, bener. Didai dezwa chitela didai ge ngwe ne dewa dewa du dungme mitu ba songshins jena didai ge ngwe ne dewa du dungme mitu ba songshins de jile sonde donse a chezan koron du ge ngwe ne samta ba ne chezan kon chezan dewa du ba chi ba re dungme mitu ba chi ba re chas chezan dine za dewa du ba dungme mitu chi ba re chezan dine za kon du le nyeri che go kim se kai mi do as Chasan kashi dewa du, kashi dunga dewa yin na, ane dunga duken dele ya jambu chewe na, deyan jing nyugi oru, deje na jiga omarwa. Chasan dine za dewa dewa chikbara, dunga mi dewa chikbara, chasan kondu lo gabu che na dewa yin wadi gugu oru, chasan chikbara to waas. Chasan kondu ngwe ne, kondu ngwe ne samdano kondu liya, ane nyerin chewe koyo kimse, chikla kawa chewe de, chikla magawa chewe kimse kaya mindu us. Kasan ne, dunga mi dewa chikbara waas. Dunga mi dewa chikbara yin zang, अने काशीले दुंगा दुंगा मिडियो बच्ची बाद काशीले दुंगा ट्याब इन्ना अने मिडियो बच्ची बाद नियरिंग चारु करुवास जेसा कोकागु ओमारवास जेसा दुंगा मिडियो आ ट्याब बच्ची बारे दुंगा मिडियो बच्ची बारे इस कोरोना जुंगने समझा ना जेसा कोले या कोरोना जुंगने समझा ना गांजु मार कोले या कोंजु सेमचें कंगो कोंजु लिया
From that illustration then, in our meditation on impartiality, we can see that there is no valid reason to be biased. There's no valid reason to feel, to value one being more than the other. And here we're reflecting on the different ways to look at impartiality. We're looking at the very first one here, that there is, there is no difference from the point of view or the fundamental basis of all beings that all beings want happiness and to be freed of suffering. From this perspective, there is no way to differentiate between beings. We cannot look at a mob of kangaroos and say, you, I feel closer to than the other one, because that feeling closer to one implies, I from my side, a greater joy arises when you achieve your heartfelt happiness. There's no valid basis to distinguish between beings like this. No valid basis at all. So here, we're using our logic and reason to see how illogical it is to be biased towards beings. Because on the fundamental level, no matter how they have treated us in this life, on a fundamental level, there is no difference between beings. And this is expressed explicitly in our text with the next sentence. From their side, each of them wants only happiness and does not want any suffering.
Pandoan de la Gache, and the Pandmaton de la Chimagache, the Jumzer, the Swedish Chagura. In a Tedelia, the Sugin Alia, Chigi Pemba, Chigi Nova Skyma, Chigi Gurna, Java Medigan, Chibarawas, Chigi Nova Yomar, Chigi Pandoa Yomar, Chisan Consulia, Chigi Nirin Chihoy, Jumzer, Midwas, Carson. 권중원에
So with our mob of kangaroos, from the perspective of this life, we cannot point to one and say, that one has harmed me in this life. Amongst all of them, it is that one that has harmed me the most. Similarly, with a mob of kangaroos, we cannot point to them and say, in this life, that kangaroo has been of greatest benefit to me. Cannot do that. If they had done so, then we could say, yes, there is at least a weak basis for our bias. But as none of them have had any impact on us in this life, there is no basis to have any bias or differentiation or distinction towards them.
ဒီကောလကာချေကျေတင်ငါခေါ်လေချက်ဖိဝုန်ကေကာချေတဲ့ချာချာနေကာကာချေကျေတဲ့ဒီနေ့ဖနီကီမိလနန်းနန်းထောနေအန်ကျေကီဤသူမြောဝတဲ့နာရယ်ချန်တဲ့တွတ်စကာမာချေဒီချာဒီချာတန်ကေဝုန်ကေဆောချင်ငါလေခွန်စုလျာငေတွတ်စကာချေတာချိကလကာမာချေမာကာယောဒီငေရင်တွတ်စယောဒီဆူဆူချာတန်ကေဝုန်ကေဆူဆူကေနော်ထုထောနေလေရယ်ချက်ကတူဝါဆံပေကေဒုစချင်းစံတိုင်ရွာဒါ
So we come to see in this way that from the perspective of each being or this each individual kangaroo in this mob, there's no valid way to differentiate between them in towards of some being dearer than others, because from their perspective they are all the same from desire in the terms of desiring happiness and longing to be freed of pain and misery. However, though, for us sitting now on the side of the paddock, having observed them for a while, almost certainly we would have felt bias arise. Perhaps we like a joey more than an adult, feeling that, oh, the joey is very cute. Look how it jumps around. And we feel an attachment for the joey, but not for some of the adults. And why is that? Independence on the small body, we've given rise to attachments. We've given rise to bias, valuing this one more than the other. And seeing this, we come to see that there is no logical basis. It is clearly illogical to value this being more than that being, because we find their body cuter.
ဒီနေ့ဆမ္တာဝေနချေစံကျေဝငါမလဆမ္တာဝေနေကျေဝငါမချဆန်းဒီကြီးငါလေဖန်တော့ချေပါလေဒီကြီးဖန်တော့မချေပါစေယောဝချေထွေးတဲ့ကလေးရောပါလေကစနေ 차상 제왕아마 섬다만 제왕아마 지기가라 판도시 유래 지기가라 뇌바유 제시기레스 제시기레스 이나 제왕아마 뇌바 제긴디기 니 제왕아마 딜리아 판도시 유레스 지사 제왕아마 알레 판도시 제긴디기 니 제왕아마 딜리 뇌바 제기레스 지사 되니가 지바라 나치마도 지사 니가 게잉알레 뇌바 제뇽와 지바 판도뇽와 지바인자 아니 수디 야가래라. 재산 코인이 야도 따야 가면도와 니린 시야 가면도와. 그래서 니가게 판도 제바, 나치 마도 니가게 판도 제 집바래. 나치 마도 니가게 뇌바 제 집바래. 재산 니네 이제 뇌바 기용요 판도 제 용요 니가 제 용요. 재산 찌디게 판도 제 용요래. 찌디게 롱아망 알 뇌바 제 르딩아마들라. 그래서 제왕아마들라 뇌바 제 디 제왕아마들라 이거는 판도 제 요래. 찌디게 제왕아마들라 판도 제 Dike on Amadilla, Ante, Novaki Yore. Chisna Denin, Cornelia, some tavern. Never Tingalia, Novaki, Chibers, Panto, Chibers, Chibare doas. D. Coyare, Dia duares, and Cornelia Yerinchia came to us. Some time.
So, thus far in the meditation, we've seen that from the perspective of each of these individual beings, one cannot differentiate from their perspective between them because they all share the same foundational desire for lasting stable happiness, freed of pain and misery. So there's no basis for bias there. Secondly, from the perspective of what they have done for us in this life, there is no basis for bias either because they've done nothing for us in this life. And thirdly, what about the relationships we shared with them in past lives? Because in, maybe not as a mob of kangaroos, but certainly as individual beings, we have had relationships and interactions in past lives. Whatever life form we were in and they were in at that time, we would have had interactions in past lives. And here we see that in past lives, because of the infinite number of past lives and various life forms, we would have interacted. And we would have interacted in a variety of life forms and in a variety of relationships and in a variety of ways. And because of that, each of these individual beings would have been of benefit, would have been of benefit to us explicitly in a past life, would have indirectly been of benefit to us in past lives, would have directly shown us great kindness in a past life. Similarly, they would have also harmed us in past lives. So we can say about all of these, all of the kangaroos within this mob, in our interactions in our past lives, it wouldn't have been like now, where they are just an object of sight for a few moments. We would have had whatever relationship we did. And each of them at some point would have caused us some harm, perhaps even grave harm. But also, whether in that same life or a life previous to that, they would have shown us tremendous kindness. They would have shown us some benefit. They would have maybe benefited us indirectly. So all that mix of relationships has existed in the past with all of them individually. And therefore, here again, there is no grounds for bias. Any sense of partiality we feel has no valid basis.
Jawangama samtaba, Jawangama neva jigger, Panduji, Pamba jigger, Jibarisha, Duchin, Samta Gomche, and the Consulia, Semdi, Tangum Rosilia, and the Negi, konjugida simjen pine na tangbo ngo suya de simjen ngong ji ge zo su ge jwa me de ge simjen kenguru ji ngale ya du chen me tang yo ko me du chen tang sam da du yun zhe sam da konjile du tang yum jie guo ye bi kim chen di du sam da du jie ba ji sam da yu de gan zhen qi lia wo de konjile ya de tang yum sam de ji le hu ru wa de le yo de de ne di men bi ge de kenguru men bi simjen あの、自己さ、ね、感じ、ランナー、ジョアメディゲン、パニアガヤメディ、バルメ、シムジ、マンボヨレ、あの、自己シムジ、ニャダ、ドンロダ、ディネゲティ、マンボヨレ、アンディナシン、ダン、ジョガ、ゴマシンバ、アンジゲ、バルメ、シムジ、ミダ、ハダ、ディネゲ、マンボヨレ、ダ、ゴマシンビゲ、ダン、ソスグ、セデリア、パニュー、ジョア、ガヤメディゲン、ディネゲ、シムジ、バーマダ、ドンロヨレ、ミヨレ、ハヨレ、ニャオバヨレ、イダ、ディネシャン、マンボヨ、ディチャサン、ジェ、
As we've seen here in the text, we start on the cultivation of impartiality with the class or the grouping of beings with whom we have a neutral relationship with, such as this mob of kangaroos before us. We come to see, firstly, that from their perspective, there is no basis for bias. They all are equal in their desire for happiness and to be freed of suffering. And they're all equally worthy of having that achieved or achieving that. Secondly, we reflect that in terms of what they have done for us in this life, there is no valid basis for differentiation. And thirdly, in terms of our relationships that we've had with them individually over countless past lives, there is no valid way to differentiate between them, because at differing points, they've all shown us tremendous kindness. They've all been of benefit to us directly and indirectly, and they've all at times caused us harm. So there is no valid basis here that in this third way either to differentiate between them. Then we take this reflection and we expand it out to other animals, whether it's the fish in the oceans or the birds in the sky, to other animals that we don't have a relationship with. And then we think of human beings. Thereafter, we think of human beings that we are unacquainted with, that we have no particular relationship with in this life. And with this group too, we reflect in exactly the same ways. And from their side, we cannot differentiate between them in terms of wanting happiness and wanting to be freed of suffering. In terms of their interactions with us in this life, there's no way to differentiate. And in terms of past life relationships, there's no valid basis for differentiation. And then, moving on from humans, we reflect across the beings in the unseen realms, or the unseen beings in other realms, such as the hells and the spirits and the gods, that in these same three ways, we cannot, there's no valid basis for bias towards any being.
We'll
conclude here for this week, where we've again looked at impartiality, and I encourage you now to engage in this meditation, engage in it with our beings that we have a neutral relationship with, and seeing that there is no valid basis for differentiation between them. Next week we'll continue with this important meditation on impartiality, coming to the next two classes of beings, those that we currently feel close towards and distant towards. But between now and then, please it's my hope that you do this this meditation on impartiality, in relation to the beings that we have a neutral relationship with.
How do you wear there? Yeah.
Then one student has sent in an email question from who he must watch then on the Teacher Center website, where there's a question answering, a question asking facility. So the question is, in session 69, it's asserted that due to the innumerable life forms and times of the realms, that it is conceivable that every sentient being has been my mother at least once. And that is because we cannot say with any certainty that they have not been my mother. And then the question, I would have thought that both positions are equally certain or uncertain or not known. As I understand the question then, it is that if we cannot point to a single sentient being and say with any certainty that this being has not been my mother in a past life, then for that same reason, surely we can, there's no sentient being we can point to and say this being has not been my mother or has been my mother in past lives. So that we can say either is possible, that they certainly have all been my mothers, or that a being then perhaps hasn't been. Well, there's logical reasoning for the first assertion, but not for the second. There is no logical reason that asserts that a particular being has not been one's mother, other than just to say, well, maybe it's a possibility. The problem is that is overwhelmed by the reasoning that is applied that each and every being would have been our mother at least once, if not most likely many times. And that reasoning is that when we just reflect on the innumerable lifespans, unimaginable life forms over an inconceivable span of time, we get a feel for this web of interconnectedness between beings, this dependency, this connectivity between beings, that cannot leave out even one. So there is no scope to say, I can't say with certainty that this being has been my mother. There is no scope for that when thinking about innumerable lifespans, unimaginable life forms over an inconceivable span of time.
Rangi Majin Yuadi, Gimsin Mobo Sam Tayo Banza, Gimsin Yobanza, Jenuaris, Gimsin Yobari. Tanga, Jugi, then Yamlin Chi, Yamlin Chi, Semjan Hamjeda, Rangi Majin Yuadi, Yuadi, Gimsin Sam Tayo Banza, Gimsin Dito, Semjan Jerangi Majin Yuari, Sembo Gomba Yina, Ranga. ね、人前部員ばれ、先生、先生、自己人前部員、サムディ、え、聞いてやれ、判断員ごれ。で、判断員ごれ。それでね、さ、あ、自己、あ、先生の力が待ち、弱で、全国的金銭路地、なんか、年中年の地で、ジャムに自己やけどんだら、先生たちらの人前部員ば、自己先生サムディやごてやら、で、先生たちらが待ち、弱で、先生サムディ、たばいな、でね、あ、自己、え、 심전지랑을 제가 심전지랑에 맞지 마녀와래
Thank you for the question because it's important to question, to reason, to think for ourselves. This is imperative. Because if we just accept what is presented to us, our way of thinking will not be transformed. Our misconception about reality will not be transformed. So reasoning and thinking for ourselves is crucial. Merely accepting will not lead to an inner transformation. So I thank you for the question. And this is this first point, this first of the six causes is crucial. All of them are crucial because the one builds on the others. So one needs to reflect on how all beings have been our mothers, not just merely accepting it. That's a bit too easy. And the fault of merely accepting it is it's merely accepting that all beings have been our mothers and not using the reasoning of innumerable lifespans, unimaginable life forms, an inconceivable span of time, is that it becomes an obstacle to the real generation of the recognition of the kindness that all beings without exception have shown us, the explicit direct kindness, in addition to the vast amount of indirect benefit that they are to us in lifetime after lifetime. So not reflecting well on this close, intimate series of relationships we have with others serves as a serious impediment to the generation of the recognition of the second of the six causes of their kindness. And here, if we have an obstacle, it becomes very difficult to develop love and compassion. And thereby bodhicitta and Buddhahood itself, are those paths are closed to us. So therefore, it's imperative on all points of the Dharma, not just to readily accept what makes sense to oneself, but to think for oneself and investigate.
No.
Thank you very much.